Time now for the 12:15 news from the Steve Thompson Country Financial News Desk. Steve Thompson, your Country Financial representative, located on the square in West Salem. We have a light rain falling outside the studio now. Again, an 80% chance of showers for the remainder of the day, with a low tonight of 68. I'm Jeff Vaughn, reporting the news. The Wayne County Sheriff's Department has released an accident report for the fatal collision by the Merriam Crossroads yesterday morning. According to the report, 47-year-old Fairfield resident Stephen R. Kuntz, driving an Easton semi, struck the rear of 57-year-old James B. Fletcher's Chevy Silverado while Fletcher was attempting to turn onto the Merriam Road. 66-year-old Beverly D. Johnson was headed in the opposite direction on Highway 15 and struck the semi with her Chevy Impala. Kuntz and Fletcher were reportedly air-evac'd to Deaconess Hospital, and Johnson's 13-year-old grandson, a passenger in her car, was taken to Fairfield Memorial Hospital by Wayne County EMS. Johnson was pronounced deceased at the scene. The Illinois State Police are continuing to investigate the accident. No citations have been issued thus far. More news next.
Start your career with Frontier. Join the two-year automotive technology program at Frontier Community College, complete with qualified instructors and innovative technology. Our NATEF master-level program is now a Snap-on Multimeter Certification Center and provides a blend of classroom instruction and hands-on training. Program graduates will enter the workforce with advanced skills and certification. To learn more or to register, visit iecc.edu or call 842-3711. Classes start August 16th.
If you're serious about your outdoor cooking, the Traeger Wood Pellet Grill is for you. From Superior Steel, food coming off a Traeger grill simply tastes better. Get your 20-pound bags of Traeger all-natural cherry, apple, hickory, maple, mesquite, oak, and pecan barbecue pellets at Superior Steel. And season your meats and veggies with Traeger shakes and rubs. Low sodium and gluten-free options also available. Discover the ultimate all-in-one outdoor cooking experience with your Traeger Wood Pellet Grill dealer. Superior Steel, Highway 242 South of Wayne City.
In other news, 37-year-olds John Hansborough of Morganfield, Kentucky, and Stephanie Nation of Shawneetown were lifelighted to an area hospital yesterday afternoon after a single-car crash about a mile north of the NCOE High School in Norris City. Initial Illinois State Police reports say the driver, Hansborough, crossed the center line of the road for unknown reasons, went off the left side of the road, and crashed his Peterbilt semi into some trees. Nation was a passenger in the vehicle. The Illinois State Police were assisted at the crash scene by White County and TransCare Ambulance Services, Lifelight, Omaha and Norris City Fire Departments, Rick's Towing, and IDOT. 53-year-old Fairfield resident Charles E. Engelbright was arrested by Carmi Police Sunday morning on a Jasper County warrant for deceptive practice. He was released from custody after posting $170 bond. Western Wayne Water District has issued a boil order for the residents living in the town of Orchardville on County Road 13 from 1700 North to 1750 North and 1740 North, 1730 North, and 250 East until further notice. The Albion City Council met yesterday evening. Mark Curtis reports.
The Albion City Council met in a regular session Monday night. The council had a lot of business to attend to. Grayville Mayor Joe Bish and David Jordan, commissioner from Grayville, met with the council and discussed the water issues for both towns. All agreed that both towns needed to work together on the water purification project. A 30-year agreement between both towns was also discussed. Mayor Bish told the council that he had also a water engineer and invited members of the Albion City Council and Mayor Harris to have a joint meeting to discuss the water issues with Grayville's water engineer. Chickens. What to do with chickens inside the city limits? An ordinance pertaining to chickens will be drawn up in the next month or so. The cost will be $25 per year to have four chickens inside the city limits. Recently, at the city council meetings, there's been a lot of complaints about rogue chickens in Albion. Jane Harris told about the bicentennial celebration. All of the bands and vendors have been booked for the event. Justin Miller asked about the pinch water line, and all heard that an easement should be coming by overnight letter in the next couple of days. Once that easement is received, a special meeting will be held to discuss the water line bids. Greg Nelson requested some trees be cut near his property on North 8th Street, and the council agreed to cut down one tree. A professional tree service will remove that tree. Bird spikes to keep birds from alighting on the pagoda will be purchased and installed. The cost, $2,231 for those stainless steel spikes. The oil and chip bid for the city's alleyways was accepted for Mount Carmel stabilization. That price was $13,269. The state recently inspected the city dog pound, and outside of some electrical work, the pound passed inspection. The council voted to replace flashing stoplights at the intersections of 4th and Main and 4th and Elm Streets. The cost for the LED lights, $4,072. The council voted to purchase 4 barrels of Mugabug mosquito spray for $7,000, which is a sale price. The council approved revising a sick leave policy for retiring workers. Officer Luis Garcia, who will be retiring, will be paid for 42 days of sick leave. The council voted to set trick-or-treat hours for October 27th from 5 to 7 p.m. Reporting for the News Leader from Edwards County, this is Mark Curtis.
The Gospel Messengers will be in concert at the Keens Baptist Church this Saturday at 6 p.m. A free will offering will be taken at the event. Leah Beth Carter, Ariana Shelton, and Alex Brake are the recipients of the Davis Memorial Scholarship through the Davis Trust at People's National Bank. Carter, the daughter of Harry and Kim Carter, is in medical school at the University of Illinois Chicago. Shelton is the daughter of Angelique and Brett McGuire and Jeffrey Shelton. She plans on attending Greenville University with a major in elementary education. And Brake is the son of Stephen and Stephanie Brake, and he will be attending the University of Illinois at Champaign-Urbana with a major in bassoon performance. The Davis Scholarship was established by Walter R. and Marie Foley Davis to assist graduates of Fairfield Community High School and help them obtain a college education at a college or university in the state of Illinois, including postgraduate education. 3-year-old Miles Lane, son of Denny and Jessica Lane of Jeff, was named king of the 2018 Johnsonville pageant over the weekend. 8-year-old Remy McCune, daughter of Aaron and Ivy McCune of Fairfield, was honored as queen. Lydia Atwood and Adley Hyder were the top contestants in the girls' toddler division, with Lane and Brantley Jay taking home top spots in boys' toddler. Abigail Simpson and Aaliyah Hildebrand were the top finishers in the girls' 4-6 age division, with McCune and Alexia Casolari taking home top spots in the girls' 7-10 bracket. Well-known Wayne County musician Lance Miller was in Fairfield over the weekend. In the second part of a 2-part series, our Derek Dunn reports.
This summer marks 23 years ago that Lance Miller moved to Nashville, Tennessee. A 1988 graduate of Fairfield Community High School, Miller is known for the signature song George Jones and Jesus and was in the Nashville Star Competition back in 2004 where he finished fourth. Miller continues to work in the country music industry as a singer-songwriter in Nashville as his primary focus is songwriting. I asked him about what the songwriting industry is like, and he says it's very tough.
It's very tough, and it's, you know, it's just like anything else. You got your top dogs and middle dogs and junkyard dogs, and I find myself somewhere in the mix somewhere. But it's a streaky kind of business. You know, Jerry Reed had a song years ago, when you're hot, and when you're not, and it's very much like that.
Miller has performed here in the past, and I asked Lance if he would like to perform in Fairfield and the area again. He said he absolutely would.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I would. I think it's got to be the right thing. I've always had visions of things that I've, of course, I did a lot of shows through the years up here for the Mulebackers, one back in the day for Frontier, and did a lot of great things. Robert Vaughn was a great promoter for those shows, and miss him dearly as on this earth, and he was really threw me into it around town and got people familiar with what I was doing around here. And Fairfield's always going to be near and dear to my heart, for sure. It's a different thing when I come back here. I take it pretty serious.
Reporting for WFIW, WOKZ News, I'm Derek Dunn.
Frontier Community College is offering extended hours to accommodate students. Extended hours will be offered on Thursday, August 16th, and Monday, August 20th. The Student Services Office will be open until 6 p.m. both evenings, taking both phone calls and walk-ins. Students can register for classes, pay a bill, and meet with an advisor or financial aid counselor. The bookstore will also be open until 6 p.m. for students to pick up required textbooks or purchase Frontier Bobcats merchandise. The bookstore is located inside the Bobcat Den at 130 Market Avenue, north of the Briarwood Inn. Frontier's normal operating hours are 7:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., Monday through Friday, after August 13th. To register for a course, call Frontier Community College at 618-842-3711. A complete fall 2018 schedule is available online at www.iecc.edu/FCC. And Myrna Youngblood, Director of Library Services at Frontier Community College, announced that the book club is returning to Frontier. Youngblood tells us how to sign up for the book club.
Okay, the book club, you would need to call and register with the Student Services office and tell them that you're interested in signing up for the book club. There is a $25 fee, which can be payable on the first day of class, or you can take care of that when you do your registration. The start date is August 23rd. It's a Thursday, and we start at 11:30, and it takes place in the library.
The book club will read 5 books during the semester, and Youngblood explained how the club will work.
The first session we'll meet, we'll talk about what's, you know, the books that we're going to read and that sort of thing. And the first book will be handed out at that time. And normally we meet weekly and we read the first half of the book the first week and then the second, and we'll discuss it the next time we meet. And then we finish the book and then we talk about the, you know, how it ended. And at that point, you're given the book for the next time.
That's the news. Area Deaths next.
Do you see cracks in your foundation or mold and peeling paint on your home? Do you have water under your house or in your basement? These could be signs that your gutters aren't working properly. Protect the beauty of your home. Call Kent Locher at Tri-County Seamless Gutter. Tri-County Gutter will eliminate leaks and unsightly seams with seamless gutters that match your paint, siding, brick, or stone. Ask about the Leaf Guard Special, including cleaning, resealing, realigning, and adding leaf guards to your existing gutters for one low price. Call Tri-County Seamless Gutter in Wayne City, 599-8930. 13.
Hun, yeah? Did you know there's money going out our windows?
Huh?
Yeah, it's like flying out.
What windows? Why are you just standing there? Come on, let's go get it! Let's go get our money! Anyone seen money flying around out here? Which windows, hon?
I meant that metaphorically, meaning we need new windows.
Oh.
Is it time for new windows? The Window Source offers a great price on windows installed. Increase the value of your home and lower those energy bills. Call Johnny Ray Pennington, 897-2268. The Window Source.
Currently in Fairfield at 75, we have received 18 hundredths of an inch of rain thus far here at the studios. It's time now to check the latest stock market numbers brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, located at 1001 Commerce Drive in Fairfield. The Dow is at 25,669, up 167. NASDAQ is at 7,885, up 26. September crude oil is at $69.25. That is up 24 cents. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
In local and area deaths, 90-year-old Sisney resident Ralph Edward McCord died at 10:05 a.m. Monday at his home. Ralph was a member of Blue Point Free Will Baptist Church and worked at Caterpillar as an approver and designer, and he was an Army veteran during the Korean War. Ralph McCord is survived by his wife Betty, 2 sons, Robert of Evansville, Indiana, and David of Plainfield, Illinois, 1 sister, Mary Burney of Mount Vernon, Illinois, 2 brothers, Mervin of Wayne City and Billy of Tennessee, and 1 sister-in-law. Also surviving are 3 grandchildren and 3 great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Ralph McCord will be 11 a.m. Wednesday, August 8th, that's tomorrow, at Hoselton Funeral Home. Visitation will be from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. at the funeral home, and burial will be in Thomason Cemetery. Memorials may be given to the American Diabetes Association or the American Heart Association, and they will be accepted at Hoselton Funeral Home. The Hoselton Funeral Home in Sisney is in charge of the arrangements. 78-year-old Mount Vernon resident John Richard Hicks died Saturday at his home. John was recognized and awarded an Outstanding Service Award as a senior saint from the Mount Vernon Chamber of Commerce in 2011 for his lifelong dedication to his family, the community of Mount Vernon, and the United States of America. John Hicks is survived by his brother David of Charlotte, North Carolina, a nephew, a niece, and a cousin. He is also survived by his wife Judy, his son Rob Hicks of Dallas, Texas, his daughter Sarah Rush of Fairfield, and 2 grandchildren. A greeting of family and friends will be held Wednesday, August 8th, that's tomorrow, from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. at the First United Methodist Church in Mount Vernon, Illinois, in memory of John Hicks. A memorial service will follow at 7 p.m., and interment will be held at Oakwood Cemetery. Memorials may be made in John's honor to angels on assignment. The Huey Funeral Home is in charge of the arrangements. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
What if you could undergo a hysterectomy and go home the same day? What if you could undergo a hysterectomy and return to driving in 5 days? What if you could undergo a hysterectomy and return to most normal activities in 2 weeks? With Asbury & Associates, you can. Dr. David Asbury is the most experienced surgeon in Southern Illinois performing robotic hysterectomies using the Da Vinci robot. This state-of-the-art technology offers women many benefits over traditional surgery. This minimally invasive procedure requires only small incisions. You'll experience less pain and blood loss with fewer complications. Call Asbury & Associates to learn more about robotic hysterectomies using the Da Vinci robot. 618-244-4800 or visit our website, asburyandassociates.com. Asbury & Associates, with 4 locations in Southern Illinois to serve you. Asbury & Associates, 618-244-4800.
Your classic hits, WFIW 104.9 Fairfield area weather for today, an 80% chance for showers. Today's high will be around 85, an 80% chance for rain tonight with a low of 68, and a 60% chance for rain tomorrow, tomorrow's high 82. Outlook for Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, scattered showers on Thursday. Thursday's high will be around 85 with a low of 65. Scattered showers on Friday, Friday's high 88 with a low of 65. Mostly sunny Saturday, a high of 82 and low of 60.